Well, here it is, Friday. Finally, we made it. Welcome to episode 352 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, and we're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament, and track three is the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day we read from one of those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. Also, I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today is a track two day. We're in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. This chapter talks about faith and what it is, and it gives several examples of people who exhibited it in the Old Testament and how it changed not just their lives, but the people after them as well. It is a sort of mini hall of fame for Old Testament people of great faith. This week, our translation is the easy-to-read version. Let's begin. Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this. Faith helps us understand that God created the whole world by His command. This means that the things we see were made by something that cannot be seen. Cain and Abel both offered sacrifices to God, but Abel offered a better sacrifice to God because he had faith. God said he was pleased with what Abel offered, and so God called him a good man because he had faith. Abel died, but through his faith he is still speaking. Enoch was carried away from this earth, so he never died. The scriptures tell us that before he was carried off, he was a man who pleased God. Later, no one knew where he was because God had taken Enoch to be with him. This all happened because he had faith. Without faith, no one can please God. Whoever comes to God must believe that he is real and that he rewards those who sincerely try to find him. Noah was warned by God about things that he could not yet see, but he had faith and respect for God, so he built a large boat to save his family. With his faith, Noah showed that the world was wrong, and he became one of those who were made right with God through faith. God called Abraham to travel to another place that he promised to give him. Abraham did not know where that other place was, but he obeyed God and started traveling because he had faith. Abraham lived in the country that God promised to give him. He lived there like a visitor who did not belong. He did this because he had faith. He lived in tents with Isaac and Jacob, who also received the same promise from God. Abraham was waiting for the city that has real foundations. He was waiting for the city that is planned and built by God. Sarah was not able to have children, and Abraham was too old, but he had faith in God, trusting him to do what he promised. And so God made them able to have children. Abraham was so old he was almost dead. But from that one man came as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. So many people came from him that they are like grains of sand on the seashore. All these great people continued living with faith until they died. They did not get the things God promised his people, but they were happy just to see those promises coming far in the future. They accepted the fact that they were like visitors and strangers here on earth. When people accept something like that, they show they are waiting for a country that will be their own. If they were thinking about the country they had left, they could have gone back. But they were waiting for a better country, a heavenly country. So God is not ashamed to be called their God, and He has prepared a city for them. God tested Abraham's faith. God told him to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed because he had faith. He already had the promises from God. And God had already said to him, "It is through Isaac that your descendants will come." But Abraham was ready to offer his only son. He did this because he had faith. He believed that God could raise people from death. And really, when God stopped Abraham from killing Isaac, it was as if he got him back from death. Isaac blessed the future of Jacob and Esau. He did that because he had faith. And Jacob also, because he had faith, blessed each one of Joseph's sons. He did this while he was dying, leaning on his rod and worshiping God. And when Joseph was almost dead, he spoke about the people of Israel leaving Egypt, and he told them what they should do with his body. He did this because he had faith. And the mother and father of Moses hid him for 3 months after he was born. They did this because they had faith. They saw that Moses was a beautiful baby, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's order. Moses grew up and became a man. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose not to enjoy the pleasures of sin that last such a short time. Indeed, he chose to suffer with God's people. He did this because he had faith. He thought it was better to suffer for the Messiah than to have all the treasures of Egypt. He was waiting for the reward that God would give him. Moses left Egypt because he had faith. He was not afraid of the king's anger. He continued strong as if he could see the God that no one can see. Moses prepared the Passover and spread the blood on the doorways of the people of Israel so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. Moses did this because he had faith. And God's people all walked through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. They were able to do this because they had faith. But when the Egyptians tried to follow them, they were drowned. And the walls of Jericho fell because of the faith of God's people. They marched around the walls for 7 days, and then the walls fell. And Rahab, the prostitute, welcomed the Israelite spies like friends, and because of her faith, she was not killed with the ones who refused to obey. Do I need to give you more examples? I don't have enough time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets. All of them had great faith, and with that faith they defeated kingdoms. They did what was right, and God helped them in the ways he promised. With their faith, some people closed the mouths of lions, and some were able to stop blazing fires. Others escaped from being killed with swords. Some who were weak were made strong. They became powerful in battle and defeated other armies. There were women who lost loved ones but got them back when they were raised from death. Others were tortured but refused to accept their freedom. They did this so that they could be raised from death to a better life. Some were laughed at and beaten. Others were tied up and put in prison. They were killed with stones. They were cut in half. They were killed with swords. The only clothes some of them had were sheepskins or goatskins. They were poor, persecuted, and treated badly by others. The world was not good enough for these great people. They had to wander in deserts and mountains, living in caves and holes in the ground. God was pleased with all of them because of their faith, but not one of them received God's great promise. God planned something better for us. He wanted to make us perfect. Of course, he wanted those great people to be made perfect too, but not before we could all enjoy that blessing together. May God bless the reading of his word. Now, why do you suppose the author of this book found it necessary to write this chapter? Of course, we know that the author wrote it because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to do so. But beyond that, I think the reason God gave this message for the Hebrews was because they were used to relying on the ongoing sacrifices to make them right with God. They were relying on their efforts to conform to the Mosaic law. In the previous chapters, the Jews were told that Jesus offered himself as the one sacrifice for all time, and that it was faith in him that cleanses a person from sin. This notion of faith was a bit of a new concept for many of them, and thus they and we are given this chapter. I like the way this translation of the Bible explains what faith is at the very beginning of the chapter. Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. Now, the word hope, as it is used here, is not the kind of hope a child has when he says, "I hope I get a new bicycle for Christmas." That kind of hope is a sort of childlike wish. The hope spoken of here in Hebrews is the sort of hope that carries with it a sort of assured anticipation of what will be in the future. I don't wish that Jesus will someday return. I know he will, and it is that hope that allows me to have an unshakable peace when I think about the future. I have no doubt that it will happen. I have an assured anticipation that he will return. Why don't I doubt? Because I have the faith spoken about in this chapter. Some people have little faith. Some have great faith. Those that have little faith, if they ask for more, will receive it. I know this because at one time I had little faith. But the faith I had told me that the one in whom my faith rested was real. So God, in His matchless grace, brought events into my life that made me see that whatever faith I put in Him was well placed. Oftentimes my faith was tested. And when you think about it, when our faith is tested, it is often God who is being tested. God says, "Do you have faith that I will do this?" And I say, "I believe, but help my unbelief." And He proves Himself worthy of my faith in that instance, thus growing my faith. Like God delivering the people of Israel from Pharaoh's army. God says to Abraham, "Do you have faith that I will provide a way of escape?" Abraham says, "I have faith, Lord, but how are you going to do it?" And then God does the unthinkable by parting the Red Sea. Abraham's faith was tested, but it was God who did the miracle. It's important to understand, too, that our faith is not something that we whip up ourselves. It is God who gives us the faith in the first place, and it is God who increases our faith. Our part in the process is to believe and trust Him. At the beginning of the process, we cannot see the end, not with our eyes and not with our reason. But by faith, we know, we have hope, that God will do as He says He will. I'm not a man of faith because of some great thing that I've done. It's not because of me or my parents or the church I go to. The faith I have is because I responded to His call to trust Him. And when my trust was challenged, and when I responded with a, "Yes, Lord, I will trust You," He did something that made me see that, yes, He is there, and He is trustworthy. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not have a perfect score. I've often failed when given the decision to trust or not. And every time I've failed, it has been to my detriment. But even in those times, God has proven that He was there. And He has said, "Are you ready to trust Me now?" He doesn't give up on us when we fail. He just takes us back to school because He knows where He wants to take us and He knows the person He wants us to become. Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. God doesn't have to hope because He does see the end, and He lovingly and patiently brings us along until we reach where He already is. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 352.lifespringmedia.com. Or you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Have you subscribed yet to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app? It's a good way to get every show. When we're back together on Monday, we'll be on track 3, which will bring us back to the book of Job and some of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible. God speaks. It's awesome in the very real sense of the word. So until Monday, have a great weekend. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.